Blog Talk Radio.
Open mic dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. The show where you picked the subject, the callers, the people who listen. And, it happens once a week here. We give people a chance to talk about whatever they want. It doesn't have to be disabled stuff or people who are disabled. Talk about whatever you want. And I got to tell you, I'm really disappointed in many of these agencies that take in a lot of money and stand by, and many of whom get paid big salaries and stand on the side while disabled people have to suffer. I just can't condone that. I don't condone it. And I'm so glad that Inner Sight doesn't operate like that. I got to tell you. No, we don't have much money. But we fight for people. We fight for people a lot more than the agencies that have the money. I'll give you an example. Since it's National Guide Dog Month, right? There isn't one independent living center that I know of in this country where you can go for help if you've been denied a guide dog. And by help, I mean, who would do something about it, who would demand an investigation, who would contact the media, who would raise the money, check out the situation and get another opinion, and then raise the money to get the blind person the dog and make a big deal out of it. The fact that there's no law and no licensing, no regulations, and here this school has raised all this money and denied the person the dog, and it happened to a friend of mine. I'm sure it's happened to thousands of people. A friend of mine, 15 years, was denied. Trained with the dog, went all the way out west. Now, all these independent living centers have money because of the disabled, right? They many of them get the people who work for those centers get big salaries, and yet when a person goes to them for help, they make all kinds of excuses. I went to the independent living center. They cut off my guide dog's medical. They were supposed to put the story up on their website. See, these people don't want, they're so afraid of conflict with these agencies. They're so afraid, they look at it as negativity. It's not negativity when you want people to have rights and when you want a law passed and when you want your safety to be protected. That is not negativity to me. That's positive. So many people make the excuse, stop being so negative. How are you being negative if you're trying to protect people's safety in the form of a guide dog? Service dog, just an excuse. Tell you something. Unless people stand up to this system and change it, it's never going to change. You know, just sitting back and collecting your salary while people suffer and all that, and people stuck in nursing homes, people denied service dogs, people who can't get into places with a wheelchair, you know, and the agencies taking in all this money. There's something wrong with that. The wrong idea. People want to make a living. They want to make a good salary. I understand that. But first, help the people who are trying to get, you know, help, who can't even get the simple basic necessities of life, the basic, you know, read a sign, read the traffic light or whatever it is. The Americans with Disability Act is horrible. No enforcement, no money behind it. It doesn't do a thing for you. So that really bothers me. You know, the fact that we have all this money. And somebody sent me a message today and told me that I don't know, I haven't checked yet, but that President Biden's plan, his $4 billion got cut in half. So they pointed out that some people, because of that, some people may not be able to get the help they need. Well, why don't the agencies step up, try to make up for some of that? They don't even try. You know? There's a good excuse to fundraise. We're trying to do it. We have a program that we'd like to get off the ground where people could be compensated. The certified home health aides could be compensated. And even if you're not certified, you could help. They would be compensated through a fund if we can set it up. They would donate X amount of hours to keep the person out of the nursing home. And we would pay one of their bills, or they donate enough time, we could even pay their mortgage. Why isn't there a fund like that? Why don't all the agencies get together and contribute to that kind of a thing? The answer is that they can't. They wouldn't be allowed to. And that's what bothers me, that all these people stand by and let this happen. You know? So Inner Sight is totally different. I was out there today letting people know that there's no law. It's National Guide Dog Month. No law to protect people who will be denied a guide dog. Agencies will raise a lot of money. You go on a waiting list. You don't even know if they're training a dog for you. Yeah, there's a lot to be said, but there's a lot more that needs to be changed. You know, independent living centers should not be dictated to by the state. They should be given a free hand, as long as they don't do anything to hurt anybody or to, you know, illegal. That's where you draw the line. But they should be given a free hand to advocate and to help people and to be flexible. And that's why we're in this situation. I realize it more and more. Why are we in this situation? Because the money that goes to these places is not being used right. There's so many examples of that. All right, open mic. If you want to call in, talk about whatever you want. Keep it clean. 213-816-1650. We hope to have our engineer on board soon. In the meantime, Big East, Akita Rescue, and the great, great Akita. It makes a great guide dog if you get the right one. I'll be demonstrating that next week out here on Long Island with our news conference demonstration, Blind Sight, The Tale of a Guide Dog, will be the title of it. So we'll keep you posted. We'll let you know. We've set a date, 11 o'clock on the 23rd out here on Long Island. Try to get the attention of people celebrating National Guide Dog Month and let people know what's going on. The big question is, where do you go for help when you're denied a guide dog? You know, the schools will tell you, come back to us. They denied you, and they're telling you to come back to them. That doesn't make any sense. You know, if you're going to go back to them, you should have some kind of protection, some kind of leverage, some kind of settlement if you win. But how can you win when there's no damn law? Anyway, Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check them out. And all the beautiful children of the world, Avante, Corey Foster, little Tommy, Royalty, little baby, Ollie Campbell. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And we remember all the lives of the children that have, some of whom have passed away. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And our hearts go out to all the people trapped in nursing homes. And the people that are struggling to survive in those places because the money is being misused. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starved on Long Island. That's the program or the organization. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Phone number. Dog food, cat food, and when he's able to do it, he does veterinarian services. 631-484-3085. So check him out. Inner Sight, Civil Rights, James Bahamonde, if you have any questions, the lawyer. 516-783-9662. Jim is a disabled attorney specializing in the Americans with Disability Act. And he agrees that that law is not strong enough. All right. Still haven't heard from my congressman. Friday will be 3 weeks that we met. You know. And it's pretty typical. You know, politicians. Talk. Well, I'm not gonna run after them, that's for sure. They want me, they know where I am. All right, Inner Sight, I'll invite them to the demonstration next week of how a guide dog works. See if he'll show up. Inner sight. Around the world, and some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Islip Cleaners, Turo Law Center, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, some of the people who have helped us in the past, so we remember them on our show. Suffolk Bus Corp, last but not least. And we thank them for their donation in July. If anybody would like to match that donation, we'd be greatly appreciated. It's a $2,000 gift. All right. Call us or email us, and we'd be happy to talk to you about giving your business recognition and publicity. Open mic around the world, and you know, the program where you can call in and name your own subject. Now, somebody told me, I don't know how true it is because I haven't heard anything in the news. Somebody told me that President Biden left a lot of equipment behind in Afghanistan, you know, valuable equipment worth a lot of money, and some of the, and it included the Apache helicopters. I haven't heard a thing about that on the news, so I don't know if it's true or what happened with that. But a lot of people are saying that Biden didn't handle the thing in the right way. So, draw your own conclusions. All right, inner sight and open mic. We're trying to get our engineer on board here so we can maybe take a phone call or two on the open mic and hear what people have to say. Well, I know a lot of people go for different opinions, different subjects. And, you know, you don't have to agree with us, by the way. You have a different point of view, a different way of looking at it. Well, you can state it. We're not afraid of different ideas. Only if they work and help people. Yeah. Inner sight. And give you the television schedule. Tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network on the reruns. Thursday, 7:30, Altice. That's Long Island cable. They call it Altice now. 7:30, Channel 20. All right. Tomorrow night's show will be interesting. The right way to help a disabled person. Yeah, there's a wrong way, too. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night. All right. Inner sight and don't know where our engineer is, but hopefully, she'll find her way in here. Either that or we're going to have a one-man open mic standby. All right, I hope we don't have to have a one-man open mic, but if we do, we'll handle it. And we were talking yesterday about these horrible nursing homes and how they change people's lives and force treatment on people and stop people from having other types of treatment. We're very glad that we've been able to get Mary out of the nursing home. You've heard her daughter talk here on Inner Sight many, many times, and she finally got out, and I think that's a good way. Bose nursing homes. A woman now that we're trying to help who's in a nursing home totally agrees, you know, that to have people call the show, even the residents,
yeah,
if need be, you know. Mary called here many a time.
Oh, yeah. But then COVID
with
hit,
her,
and they wouldn't bring people phones, Frank.
Mary called here many a time with her
mm-hmm.
daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it paid off. I think it helped a lot to get her out. Now, what were you going to... You interrupted me. What were you going to say?
Sorry, I didn't hear you. My hearing is really messed up.
If you didn't hear me, then don't talk. How can you talk if you don't hear somebody?
Well, I hear mumbling, but then I don't hear anything else sometimes.
Yeah, but you can't
Sorry.
Come on a show and just
mm-hmm.
start talking. You got to listen to what's going on.
All right. So I just wanted to say that it's all right. I forgot what I was going to say, but continue.
No.
I really did.
You interrupted me. Now you don't know what you want to say.
Well,
all right, Inner Sight.
That's part of my disability. I can't do anything about it. You know?
I'm not so sure about that.
What do you mean?
Inner Sight, if you want to call in,
no,
213-816-1650.
What do you mean by that? I'm curious.
Keep it clean. That's what I said. I'm not sure.
About what?
About what you just said, that's part of your
that
disability.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anybody on the line? Open mic.
We have Louis.
Oh, Louis on the line. All right, let's get
and
Louis.
And we also have
promote.
Anthony, too.
Let's get Lou, and then we'll take some other calls. Louis
okay.
going to promote... Friday night with the frolics. Louis
okay.
the Lip on Inner Sight.
All right, here he comes. Hey, Louis.
Hello. Who's
yeah.
this?
Hey.
Suzanne?
No, it's not me. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero.
Hi.
You're Louis Rivera.
You don't look like
Hi,
her and you don't sound like her.
I hope I look
Thank
decent.
Thank God for that.
Oh, bro, I'm so ticklish in my stomach from the love drops I was drinking last time. Oh, geez.
Oh, you were drinking sangria with the love drops.
No, I Oops. Didn't.
No? Oh, you could have fooled me.
I drank it all right.
Yeah.
Make me tingle in my tummy.
Oh, so how was your past weekend? How did you do anything special?
On the weekend? No. I watched the baseball game as usual.
Oh,
I just had dinner hours ago. I had Popeye's chicken.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Louie, how are the Mets doing?
The Subway Series weekend?
Yeah.
They split a piece. Sunday they won, and Friday they won, and the Yankees won on Saturday.
Are the Mets in first place?
No, they're in last place.
In
a wild card.
How about the Yankees?
They're in a wild card.
Both teams are in last place?
I think so, Frank. I don't know for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, hey, Frank, I had my stomach's tickled me to death. I had so much little love drops and sangria blending in together.
Too much food.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you what's good for that?
What's good for that?
You know what you take for that? You get a bottle of apple cider vinegar, Bragg's. You shake it up real good.
Right.
Take a little sip and wash it down with water. And then take another little sip and wash it down. Two little sips. Wash it down with water.
Yeah.
And it'll settle your stomach.
No, thank you. Ew, it don't go together. It's an ace. What is that? It don't go together.
If I need it, I'd take it, though. Seriously.
Settle your stomach.
It adds the acid that you're missing if you don't have sensitivity to acid. So that's the only thing. Oh, he's got the drum. Hey, Lou.
Well, most people don't have enough hydrochloric acid
to absorb things
in their stomach to break down the food.
Yeah.
You know? I don't.
Did you hear that brrrr?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, what was that?
What was it? Hey, there it is. Which drum is that?
All right.
My drum.
No, I know. But which, what do you call, some of them are like lower sounding and some of them are higher sounding. What is that one in particular?
A tumbarola, conga drum.
A tumbarola, I like that. I like what you say. Tumbarola.
Yeah. Louie, is that
okay,
a tenor drum or a baritone drum?
That's what I was trying to ask.
My small conga, my other drums are in back there on the side of the room back there. I'm in the front with a brown heavy conga drum.
Oh, yeah. All right, so listen, what's going on Friday night, 8 o'clock?
Uh-oh.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for all you Friday night listeners, listen up. My name is Rosanna Dana, right? We're going to have a good time on a Friday night, Friday night frolics on Inner Sight Follies. How about that? From 8 to 9 o'clock p.m. on a Friday night, I'm going to talk to that crazy Rosanna Dana and the local, the like Trevor Lawrence. Hello, Trevor Lawrence. This is Rosanna Dana talking to her. Hello, Rosanna Dana. This is Jerry Lawrence talking. We're going to have a wacky good time with those two radio guys, Frank Perino and Suzanne Taurasi.
Rosanna can do the
honey bone.
She can do the dance while you play the conga.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I'll be drinking sangria with a little love drops flavor to it.
Yeah. So who's going to be here Friday night? We got Philosopher, Honeymoon,
right.
Lauren Harding.
Yeah. Maybe Jack Benny or Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
And Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, let me ask you a question. Remember that band leader, the Sergio Mendes? I was listening to it for many years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Listen to this, Frank. The song called Masque Nada, the Brazilian
hit.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I heard of that.
Oh, adi-ai-o. Uba, uba, uba.
Yeah.
Oh, ay, oh, uba, uba, uba.
On Friday. That'd be cool.
Más que nada, pero no preciso de tu laza. La de sal no quiero más. Oh, la love drive es samba. Esa samba que dice realidad tú. It's a mas man who pay you, somebody who you do. Mas que nada, it's a mo como ese camina. It's a be mas que de, Roche, we look pina. Oh, ah, oh, wah, wah, wah. Oh, ah, oh, wah, wah, wah.
All right, Louis Rivera, we'll get some more on Friday.
That's a group called Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66.
Uh-huh. All right, well,
yeah.
Save that. Do that on Friday, or maybe do a couple other songs, you know.
I don't forget the I got to get some perfume and lipstick and makeup like it would be Rosanna Dana for Friday.
Goodness.
Yeah, well, they can't see that on here.
No, no, if I have an internet, you see my face on the internet.
Well, if you put it up there, we could tell them where to go to look for it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we gotta get Buffy on Blog Radio for honoring Louis Rivera.
Yeah, let Buffy wear the lipstick.
Yeah, I think it's
better. Right. Okay. Hey, Suzanne,
all right,
you're cute. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Lou.
See you Friday, Lou.
Yeah, see you Friday.
Have some fun.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'll talk to Rosanna then on a Friday night from Delight Jerry Lewis, okay? I'll see you Friday, okay? Take care.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Thanks for
bye-bye.
Calling in, Louie.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, in a sight.
All right, bye-bye.
And open mic 213-816-1650. Yeah, we're going to have some fun on Friday. Goof
off.
Be
a Anthony waiting when you get a chance.
Goof off and just
enjoy.
Have some weird stuff. Oh, Jimmy Dinigan. I'm gonna have Dinigan and the time that he went around school collecting money because he wanted to get some more pale ginger ale. We'll tell you about that. Crazy Jimmy. All right. Anybody else on the line?
Yes. We have Anthony waiting from Brooklyn.
All right, Anthony on Inner Sight open mic.
Here we go.
Live. Hello.
Frank. Hi, hey. Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good.
I'm good. Yeah, you know, I wanted to comment on this whole topic of the independent living centers and things like that, but before that, I thought you were going to recommend some pale ginger ale for Louis' stomach, but I guess that won't be till Friday. I mean, maybe we can lower the price a little bit, because knowing the price of inflation, we could never afford it anymore off of our SSI checks, so... But regarding the independent living centers, Frank, you know, what's happening these days is that the concept of independence to them means self-advocacy. Now, I don't agree with it because there are times that, you know, you need advocacy. You need, you know, someone to advocate for you because, you know, there are certain things that you just can't advocate for yourself for because they won't accept it. And, you know, you need someone, you know, with a title and a letterhead to write a letter for you or make a phone call for you or be annoying for you and be a pest and, you know how to agitate people and get under people's skin. But these type of agencies are largely there to celebrate the ADA.
Yeah,
they're not really there to take any, and I don't agree with it, you know what I mean? I think, you know, if they think a certain way, they could, but, you know, like if the director doesn't agree with something, they should be able to, you know, recommend improvements and make suggestions and even speak out about it or print literature and things like that. But they're, you know, not, and they have never been and they never will be, you know, what we've hoped for them to be. They are, you know, largely they're just to kind of, you know, send out publications and, you know, they have an advocate there that doesn't really do anything. Like, you know, they'll take a few phone calls from you and tell you they're going to do something and then send your phone calls to voicemail.
I think that they have failed the disabled horribly. You know, first of all, if you're going to be a self-advocate, you really want to be a good self-advocate, you need some money behind you. I mean, let's be real here, you know? How can you be a self-advocate with nothing behind you to back you up?
Well, they use their organization, you know, the Center for Independence of the Disabled. It's a title, and they were never really, you know, set up to be, you know, successful for the disabled in that way. I'm not sticking up for them, all they were really there for,
referrals.
You know, for referrals and to give disabled people jobs, you know, because, well.
And they're not real advocates.
No, they are.
Yeah, but they just call themselves advocates to make themselves look strong. How would I say this to you gently, Frank? They're there basically just to help disabled people that are isolated get out of the house. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
they give jobs to people that, you know, wouldn't know what else to do to get a job, you know, would have trouble getting a job otherwise, and those people are not really, you know, into advocacy themselves many times, because if they were, they would, you know, they would be afraid of losing their jobs, and they just follow along with, you know, whatever the agency says, and, you know, to a point, Frank, I believe that advocacy is personal. You know, not that I'm saying you can't have someone stand up for you or there's anything wrong with inner sight or anything wrong with, you know, working with someone. But if you want something done, you really have to have someone who cares and, you know, not just someone who says in a general sense,
I've had the most horrible experiences, excuse me, with independent living centers, especially recently. Horrible. Mm-hmm. They've abandoned me.
They did.
I have too, Frank. But they will say they'll help you, but they never really will. They will, what you would consider, abandon you after the second phone call. It's like when you make a call to a politician's office, they lose interest in you after the second phone call, you know, and, you know, you'll never get a call back. And, you know,
it's horrible.
You'll talk to a disabled person.
But yet
person.
They use people like, excuse me, they use people like me and you and everybody else to get this money in there. They use them.
But Frank, they get funded anyway, regardless of what they do, because that's automatically added into the government's budget. And, you know, and when they do information and referrals, basically, you know, all they do is take down your name and address to have a log of the phone calls. Look, we answered the calls, and this is how, you know, we served the person. We gave them, you know, a phone number to an organization that was in a Rolodex and told them good luck, or we have no other resources to, you know, help them.
I'm still waiting for the accessible pedestrian signal to go up. It's been almost 3 years.
Yeah, it has been
since they got involved.
Frank, if you wait for them, it might never be. You know what I mean?
Oh, I didn't wait for them. I called all the damn politicians, and none of them did anything either.
Yeah, they didn't really.
I didn't wait for them
because politicians, Frank, only you know, care about what I always said again, and I hate to repeat myself and be, you know, monotonous and redundant, but they care about what's considered mainstream issues, you know, property taxes, things like that are, you know, going to draw them the most attention, recovery after hurricane, jobs that, you know, produce, you know, success and lots of money and things like that. I mean, we are not a small fraction of the population, but I I'm sorry to say this, but I kind of find it hard to believe anymore that many people really care about accessibility for us, because they just sort of feel like they're disabled anyway and they should have help, would have help and could have help, and their lives are going to be like that anyway, so we're not going to go out of our way to, you know, have accessible pedestrian symptoms, signals, things in Braille, things like that, you know, because they have home health aids, they have this, they have that. And I'm not saying it's okay or it's right, you know, or making excuses for them, but I'm just telling you the way, you know, people think in their minds, and that's what guides them through life, you know what I mean? So if it's cheaper to do it that way, to have, you know, someone help you to, you know, to go inside a supermarket to get help instead of having, say, you know, the Corral Gate accessible, you know, where you can get in by yourself because it's cheaper and,
you know
they don't have to worry about
imagine,
hiring contractors. That's what they're going to do.
Excuse me, Anthony. Can you imagine what would happen if InnerSight had the money that the independent living centers get? In other words, if they got rid of all the independent living centers and poured that money into InnerSight, you know, without stifling us, can you imagine how this system would change?
I know,
can't
Frank.
Do it. They'll never do it.
I know.
They can't do it.
No,
but,
they can't.
You know, like I tell you, part of the issue is that the government likes a ceremony. You know, they like a ticker tape parade. They don't want organizations, you know, that take political stances because they don't want to change the ADA. They think it's sufficient and it's good enough.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I also feel that they probably don't want, you know, to upset business owners that want, you know,
that's
that would
true.
Have to pay for accessibility and things like that. I mean, if you start making changes,
they wouldn't
then
have
costs
to
will go up.
I do.
I
yeah,
know,
if they use the agency's monies, they wouldn't
yeah,
have to.
But that's convincing the world, and like we say, they are restricted to what they can do, and they, you know, the money is not supposed to go outside of their agency, and I'm not going to say they never will, but, you know, they never have given us a petty cash, you know, a drawer or can or anything like that, you know, to help someone with something small, like you say, and they, I don't know, sometimes I think, Frank, that they might, you know, never in our lifetime. It's sad
never say
to
never.
Think that way, but it's true. But, you know, the way it's going, Frank, I don't know, you know what I mean? I mean,
all right.
It seems like to me, if anything, we're going backwards. Services for the disabled are going backwards because, they feel like we already have things that, you know, we need. I mentioned before
when you can't even get a court hearing and you're denied the safety of a guide dog, just that one issue right there, and the independent living centers don't do a damn thing about it. They won't even put it up on their website, you know? How can they help
because
people?
It isn't right, but they trust the judgment of these agencies that make the decision, and the courts won't take your case because there's no law that, you know, requires them to, that's being broken, and then it's just a political stance. I mean, then you'd have to convince the Supreme Court, and that's a whole thing. You know what I mean? And the way things are with the coronavirus these days, you know, things have slowed down. So, I mean, who knows if we'd ever get it because, you know, where you can appear in person, where you can't, who's going to listen to what or make an excuse about finances or,
well, that's why,
you know,
we wanted
the times
them to do
in which
it before,
we live.
Before a virus came about. And they wouldn't
I
listen.
Know, Frank. We've been trying to get it done for years, you know. And We're still working on it, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, we're gonna move on. Thank you, Anthony.
Okay,
always
thank you.
Always good
Frank.
To hear
thank
you,
you,
man.
Take care. Thank you. Same to you.
Take care, Anthony.
All right, in a sight.
You well. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
And open mic and. I don't have any. What?
When you're ready. I said I have an open
mic
when you're
go ahead.
Ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, today I receive a call from the people who are doing all my medicine. Now, if we had access, I'm going to start off and preface what I'm about to say. If we had access to the medicine and the vitamins and everything with proper labeling for a blind or even a learning disabled person to understand and see, well, it would be, I wouldn't be even mentioning this tonight, okay? So I go through all these medicines with them. The one is the person who took all the information from me, and the other is the pharmacist. And he made a brilliant discovery. Ma'am, wow, you're on way too much medicine. I'm sorry, I thought you would get a kick out of that. Anyway, and I'm like, 58 medicines is not enough. I think I need about 20 more.
Sounds like
God,
a jackass to me.
Wait, so he went from criticizing all the medicine that was given to me to actually criticizing the vitamins that I was given. Now, I trust the vitamins more than the medicine, not for nothing. You know, I am sitting down on the internet every single day, and I am looking for the proper alternatives because I'm not going to stay like this the rest of my life. It's literally control. The medicine is literally controlling my life, and it's terrible.
Oh yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
you gotta get off all that stuff slowly.
Yeah, I am. I'm slowly doing it. You know. It's so funny. All these years, I've had like a underlying spasticity in my body, but anything that they had given me didn't work on it. Do you know what it is? All these years, and it's a long time too. I would say from 2003 till now, I've been suffering with this constant spasticity, and it turns out to be reactions from the other medicines that I'm being given.
Well, people try to tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
That many times.
And I know. What can I, you know, that's the problem. What can I do? So my husband and I are on a mission now. He needs his stuff, you know, to be, because it's literally altering him, and he don't like it, the pain medicine. So, and I don't like it either because it's altering me in other ways than my husband, you know, more physical. He said, I don't like it. I don't like anything that wants to control my mind, and I don't blame him. I really don't. He asked for pain relief. He didn't ask for, you know, it to control his mind, you know. I sort of really want badly to see if we can get alternative care.
Yeah, you
got to
take charge of your life.
Yeah, of
you got to
yeah.
search it out. You got to...
Yeah,
you know, understand it. You got to get knowledge of it. You got to tune in people who are going to give you a better way.
No,
that's
I
what
know.
It's all about.
It is. So,
and that's what is needed in this world, you know? I mean, there's so many contradictions with this medical stuff that it's crazy. It's unbelievable. You know, it can really spin you off into a frenzy. You keep taking this stuff. Some of it causes mental illness, too.
Sure does.
You know? I mean, you know, it's just... It's not the right way for people to be treated. You know, they're treating people this certain way because it brings them monetary gain.
Value, yeah.
But it's not the right way. to be treated. You know,
because listen,
all the answers are in the earth.
Yeah, it is.
And in the body.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's face it. It's
and
cheaper.
And that's what you got to look to.
Let's face it. It's cheaper to do it the natural way than it is to take it from the chemical way when they have to make it and quote, make sure it doesn't harm anybody. Huh. I don't believe that. I really don't anymore.
Oh,
I really don't.
Yeah. All right. Inner Sight, tomorrow night show, how to help a disabled person in the right way. We'll talk about that.
Right.
And, you know, maybe some good tips and things to do and things not to do. So well, that's tomorrow night. Thursday, I don't know, Pidge will be here. We'll
figure out something.
Have a good subject Thursday.
I'm going to tune in. I'm going to tune in because I like what you guys talk about. I really do.
All right. Friday at the Funnies. So we'll have some fun with that. Dinigan with his pale ginger ale solicitation.
You're going to create an ad for that, man. You should, actually.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. If you call in, keep it clean. Turn down your radio, television. Talk about whatever you want. And, you know, we try not to talk about advocacy and disabled and all that, you know, but you always
come back to
Come back to it.
You have to.
And the reason that happens is because we have to fight for the simple necessities of life. The basics, I should say, is more of an accurate word. The basic, you know. And we have
sure.
to go to agencies that are supposed to be there to help us and don't do a damn thing. They put it on us. You know, if you're going to put it on us, share some of that money so we can get the help. See? That's what I say. How can you put it on someone, say to someone, self-advocacy, when you're taking in all the money?
That's kind of like the way
that's
the guy
that's a cop-out. That's phony to me, the way that was
it
set
is?
Up. And I'm going to tell you why it was set up that way. Because if it was any other way, they wouldn't have got nothing.
That's
the state
right.
did that on purpose.
They want control still.
Sure. Self-advocacy,
I never thought,
sure. You
I
got
never
the money
thought,
for
I'm
me
sorry.
To be a self-advocate. And all the millions of other people, you know.
Yeah.
Why don't you use it?
That's right. Why don't you help us?
I mean, it's so ridiculous. You know, I remember somebody telling me about this group called Barrier Busters. That term is so misleading. They're not busting any barriers.
Yeah.
To me, a barrier buster is something where you go and you have the backing of the law and you tell the people, you know, there's money to fix this. The government puts up half. The agencies
mm-hmm.
can help you raise the other half. If you want to put in some money of your own, that's fine. And then you tell them there's a penalty if you don't do it. You know, you have 30 days or whatever it is, 60 days, depending on the situation. And you can be arrested. That's a barrier buster.
That's right.
Not just going and telling people that, oh, you're violating the ADA. They don't care about that.
They don't give two flying oots. They really don't.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Why should they?
Yeah, they don't have
they
to change
be delayed
anything.
In court for years and years and years and years and years. You know? So, the money that's there for us to be self-advocates, it's just another ploy where that money's not being used in the right way. You know? Okay. Self-advocacy. I've been doing it for my dog's medical. I go to the Independent Living Center. You're going to put some money behind it and help me get the medical? Help me expose it? They wouldn't do a damn thing. They wouldn't even put the story up on their website.
I remember.
I mean, the whole thing is so stupid and ridiculous. You know? The system does not serve us. We serve it more than it serves us. And that's how they get the money. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. I think we got a couple of minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do a shout-out or whatever. You want to yell at your mother-in-law or whatever it is. Open mic.
Sometimes we do.
Yeah.
Other times we don't.
And next week... the 23rd, 11
Yay.
O'clock in the morning, we'll be at the Gillette Park here in Sayville. Blind Sight, The Tale of a Guide Dog. We're going to celebrate
I like that.
Guide Dog Month and show how the dog works. And we're going to show you the dog that... the agency said couldn't be a guide dog. You know? So, that's next week, and we'll try to send out a news release. I want to thank the Staten Island, the Long Island Advance editor, Nicole, for backing us up and for committing to being there already. She's the first newspaper to commit.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really,
it is.
And that covers three papers here in
Long Island.
Sayville. So we appreciate that. We appreciate their caring and there's more of an advocate than any independent living center. You know, putting their money up to write the story and to put it out there. Money's being spent on that. See?
Yeah.
There it is. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our callers, listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And
thank you.
Tomorrow night, join us on Inner Sight. You can learn from us. You can learn from us. We can learn from you. And we hope that we'll get people calling in tomorrow night with some suggestions how to help a disabled person and how to not help. Or what, you know, what you shouldn't do. Tomorrow night on Inner Sight, we'll talk about that. Very timely and interesting. All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on our show. And do it all again. 8 to 9. Blog Talk Radio. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.